Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. Federal agencies continue to pursue government-wide initiatives, such as reforming federal IT, using new technologies to improve government operations and citizen engagement, and enhancing customer experience across government. To be successful in their efforts, agencies require support and assistance, and the U.S. General Services Administration's Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies works to provide that support. It has positioned itself as the government-wide leader in identifying and fostering adoption of innovative new technologies. It does this by providing practical tools, models, and proven practices that agencies can use to improve efficiency and effectiveness of government operations while enhancing citizen engagement. How is GSA fostering adoption of innovative new technologies across federal agencies? What is GSA's Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies doing to expand government-wide open government and citizen engagement? How is GSA working to provide information where, when, and how the public wants it? We will explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Kathy Conrad, Principal Deputy Associate Administrator of the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies within U.S. General Services Administration. Welcome, Kathy. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
And also joining us from IBM is Ken Beecher. Welcome, Ken.
Thanks. It's great to be back.
Kathy, perhaps you could provide us with a brief overview and history and evolving mission of U.S. General Services Administration's Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies.
Sure, I'd be glad to. So our role today reflects both where we've come from, our legacy of serving the public, and our role today as an engine of innovation to help agencies across government meet rapidly changing needs. We have a pretty interesting history spanning over 40 years, which most people aren't aware of. Our roots were planted way back in 1970 with the establishment of the Consumer Information Center, which provided the public with a central source of government information. It's evolved over the years, and in 2002 became the Federal Citizen Information Center, or FCIC, when GSA created the Office of Citizen Services and Communications. At that time, GSA combined the center's 30-year legacy of serving the public with the innovative approach of what was then called FirstGov, which used the rapidly growing power of the internet to serve as the first sort of single front door to the government. And then more recently, in 2010, the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technology was created, returning GSA's internal communications back to its own office and adding the Office of Innovative Technology to expand our role in leveraging new technology to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of government. So today we have a dual mission. Mm-hmm. We deliver world-class experience to the public when accessing government information and services anywhere, anytime, through whatever channel they choose, building on our long legacy, and then developing solutions and services federal agencies can easily adopt that will enhance their ability to innovate, deliver services, engage the public, and save valuable resources.
So to get a sense of the, understand the operation of your office, how is it organized? What's the size of its budget, number of full-time employees?
Well, we have a very lean but incredibly productive office, about 100 super talented, hardworking people, plus a team of excellent contractors, and a budget of about $35 million, pretty small. But we're a little spark plug, igniting innovation all across government through two primary organizations, the Office of Citizen Services and the Office of Innovative Technologies. The Office of Citizen Services provides consumer information and services to the public wherever, whenever, and using whatever device or communication channel they choose. The Office of Innovative Technology identifies and fosters innovative technologies that help agencies increase efficiency, enhance effectiveness of services to citizens, and achieve cost savings. So most of our programs are divided into those two offices. We've got, as I said, the Federal Citizen Information Center, which runs USA.gov, Gobierno.gov, Kids.gov, the National Contact Center, and Publications USA.gov. We have the Center for Excellence in Digital Government, which runs our Challenges program, which you're familiar with, and supports the Federal Web Managers Council. We have a mobile PMO, which has more recently been combined with our Digital Services Innovation Center. And then in the innovative technology arena, we have the Federal Cloud Computing PMO, our FedRAMP program, Federal Data Center Consolidation Program, and data.gov, along with a few others.
Wow. Kathy, I'd like to focus more on your specific responsibilities as Principal Deputy Associate Administrator of GSA's Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies. What are your duties and areas under your purview? And just as important, how do your efforts support GSA's overall mission?
Well, that's a good question. We have a very, very broad portfolio. And given that, as Principal Deputy, I help oversee all of our programs, all of our projects, and our staff to ensure that we're achieving our goals and delivering great value to our customers. In terms of some of the things that I more directly lead, I work very closely with our colleagues in OMB and OSTP on key policy and program initiatives, work very closely with our Congressional Affairs staff and with the Hill on oversight. And in terms of how we align with GSA's mission, Dan Tanglerini, our acting administrator, has been referring to GSA as the government savings agency. And we support that mission directly, emphasizing our role in providing real tangible value to agencies and the public. We provide shared services and platforms that offer significant savings by avoiding the need for every agency to build or acquire their own systems or deliver duplicative services to the budget. So, in fact, in FY12, we estimate that by offering shared services and solutions, we'll avoid government cost savings of about $76 million, which is more than double our budget.
So with such an expansive portfolio, what are the top management challenges you face in your role, and how have you sought to address them?
Well, you know, given budget constraints, which everyone is struggling with, probably the top challenge is how to carefully prioritize how to invest our funds to meet rapidly changing customer needs and expectations. We have a really small team, but everyone is just bursting with big ideas and tons of enthusiasm. And we need to find ways to really prioritize because we can't do everything. We just don't have the funding. And I think as agencies are facing their own budget constraints, they really want to make sure that the services that they're receiving from us or other parts of GSA are really targeted towards their highest priority needs. So how do we do that? Well, we use analytics to really determine what our customers need and want. And then we focus relentlessly on customer experience to ensure that we are continually delivering high value to those customers. We also have really worked hard to create a culture of collaboration, innovation, and iteration. We kind of eat our own dog food in the innovation arena. And use both agile methods and iterative development to test and improve new programs or projects as we go. And this allows us to meet emerging needs without having to take big budget bets, which in today's climate just don't make sense. So most of what we do, we released first either as a beta program or on a very limited scale. FedRAMP's initial operating capability is a good example. Or if you look at our web usability testing program, which is still to this day called First Fridays, even though we now do testing not just on the first Friday of the month, but often throughout the week.
Along with the challenges you've encountered, leading an organization can also be fraught with unanticipated surprises. To that end, what has surprised you most about leading your organization?
Probably the incredible talent pool that we have. I could have never anticipated how much talent we have among our relatively small staff. We just have an amazing group of incredibly smart, incredibly motivated people who are talented in arenas all across the board. The other part is how quickly we can deliver. So we not only have people who are really competent and knowledgeable, but we really know how to deliver as a team. And so whether that's standing up a new program like Business USA in just 90 days or ramping up our National Contact Center in a few hours to provide accurate information to the public in the face of an emergency, we're really able to mobilize fast to take ideas and turn them into valuable solutions for our customers.
How is GSA fostering adoption of innovative new technologies across the federal government? We will ask Kathy Conrad, Principal Deputy Associate Administrator of GSA's Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.